This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Government pushes economic mission toward 10 trillion rupee target marking 100 days. Health Ministry also reports major service and good governance reforms in first 100 days. And Venezuela earthquake death toll climbs to 2,595 as interim president defends emergency response. Now the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party-led government has marked its first 100 days in office by reporting significant economic revival and structural reforms aimed at expanding Nepal's economy to 10 trillion rupees. Since Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle assumed office, the Ministry of Finance has initiated the repeal of 15 outdated laws deemed unfriendly to the private sector, significantly boosting business confidence and revenue collection. The ambitious economic strategy originally outlined in the party's election manifesto under the administration of Prime Minister Balendra Shah aims for an annual economic growth rate of 7% and a target per capita income of $3,000 within 7 years. To back this vision, the recently presented 2.114 trillion rupee national budget prioritizes economic revival, digital governance and middle class expansion through substantial tax cuts, including doubling the income tax exemption threshold and reducing personal income tax rates by as much as 10%. Similarly, the Ministry of Health and Food Safety has implemented sweeping institutional and digital reforms during the first 100 days of Prime Minister Balendra Shah-led government. Aligning with the administration's 100-point governance reform agenda, the ministry has eliminated traditional administrative delays and initiated mandatory continuous monitoring across all federal healthcare units. A central achievement is the operationalization of the Free Health Dashboard, which legally mandates a 10% quota of free hospital beds for patients who are financially impoverished, a measure that has already benefited over 2,200 citizens across 213 registered hospitals. Furthermore, the government allocated 20 million rupees to Kirtipur Hospital alongside establishing a 200 million rupee dedicated burn treatment fund for the upcoming fiscal year. Officials also confirmed that the ministry resolved over 6,600 public complaints through its automated Hello Health hotline platform and cleared approximately 4 billion rupees in outstanding health insurance dues to ensure uninterrupted healthcare delivery nationwide. The Ministry of Agriculture has just released 500 million rupees to bail out farmers who lost everything to the recent bird flu outbreak. This is a massive relief because up until now, many of these families were facing total bankruptcy. Over the last few months, bird flu swept through 11 districts including Chitwan, Morang and the Kathmandu Valley. To stop the virus in its tracks, response teams had to destroy about 700,000 birds, over a million eggs and tons of poultry feed. It was a total disaster that caused around 700 million rupees in damages. But today's news is good because by law the government promises to cover up to 75% of the cost when farmers are forced to cull their animals. This new 500 million rupee fund covers almost the entire amount. For hundreds of farmers who are drowning in bank loans, this money means they can finally pay off debts, disinfect their farms and safely restart their businesses. It is the best possible outcome the farming community could have hoped for, especially during this difficult time. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The official death toll from the catastrophic doublet earthquakes that struck northern Venezuela on the 24th of June has risen to 2,595. Interim President Delcy Rodriguez announced in a press conference. The updated figures come exactly 1 week after the country was rocked by a dual seismic sequence consisting of magnitude 7.2 Forsock, followed by 39 seconds later by a powerful 7.5 magnitude main shock. Government officials confirmed that more than 12,400 people have been injured, while an estimated 15,800 families have been completely displaced by structural collapse across the central urban corridor. During her first formal press briefing since taking the office in January, President Rodriguez strongly rejected a rising public criticism that the state's deployment of aid and heavy machinery was slow and poorly managed. Now sports, football, FIFA World Cup 2026. Pre-quarterfinal matchups, that is the round of 16 matchups, are beginning to take shape as international heavyweights successfully navigated the high-stakes FIFA World Cup 2026 round of 32 knockout stage. In the marquee fixture at Toronto Stadium, Portugal booked their ticket to the round of 16 with a hard-fought 2-1 comeback victory over Croatia. Meanwhile, a dominant Spanish side crossed past Austria 3-0 in Los Angeles, a result that officially sets up an explosive round of 16 blockbuster clash between border rivals Portugal and Spain. Earlier in the day, Switzerland also safely advanced with a comfortable win over Algeria by 2-0 in Vancouver, Canada. The final spot of the match day will be decided late tonight in Texas as Australia faces off against Egypt in Dallas Stadium. The high-intensity match is scheduled to take place at 11:45 p.m. Nepali time, with the winner advancing directly to the round of 16. Looking ahead to tomorrow morning, the tournament's frantic round of 32 schedule wraps up with two critical matches. First, tournament favourites Argentina are scheduled to face Cape Verde at Miami Stadium at 3:45 a.m. Nepali time. That fixture will be followed shortly by a clash between Colombia and Ghana, kicking off at 7:15 a.m. Nepali time at Kansas City Stadium in the United States. That will wrap up the round of 32. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while the Tarai region will remain partly cloudy. There is also possibility of moderate rainfall and even snowfall during this midsummer, accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Government pushes economic mission toward 10 trillion rupee target, marking 100 days. Health Ministry also reports major service and good governance reforms in first 100 days of Balendra Shah's government. And Venezuela earthquake death toll climbs to 2,595 as interim president defends emergency response. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.